The true evidence that you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, not just an anointing, is that the most exciting period of the day is when you are receiving the word. There are three symbols of our faith. First symbol we treated it is what? The cross. And the second symbol we treated it also is the pillar of fire. The third symbol of our faith is the flying eagle. People have turned away their eyes from what God is doing and just watching anointing, 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 anointing. Ah! The first Adam fell in Yakata. And all of us fell with him. For all have seen, I'm falling short of the glory of God. This same faith that we are commanding now, people to preserve this faith for us, they paid with their blood under the same Antichrist people. Every revelation that does not make you a better Christian is not a true revelation. There is a symbol of our faith. The flying eagle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Remember that the difference between the bride church and the denominational church is that our eyes of understanding has been opened. Amen. Hallelujah. The judge shall live by faith. There is the judge shall live by revelation. Revelation. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, one evidence you know. Somebody asked me, what is the evidence that I have the Holy Ghost? I don't know. I don't know. How will I know I have received the Holy Ghost? Well, I quickly replied to you in a text that you sent. I replied the text by giving you 2 Corinthians 5:17. Is it 1 or 2 Corinthians 5:17? 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it says, if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And you are in Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For by one Spirit are we baptized into the body of Christ. So you are in that body. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to note that William Branham told us that if you see anybody who professes love for God or is manifesting an anointing or claims to have a ministry, if you want to place the person, whether he is a bride member or he is just a religious Christian, hallelujah. Because remember, the church is a mixed multitude. He said, what should you use? Number one, he said, give him the word test. Now, the word test comes in two ways. Amen. The word test there is, if the person, number one, if the person is doing something contrary to the Bible, in ignorance, and you show him the correct thing in the Bible, and he still says, no, and rejects it. He said, it means the person is only operating an anointing, or it's just a religious spirit upon the person. Certainly, that person does not have the Holy Ghost. There's a difference between the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That madman that came to Sister Patricia in her shop, hallelujah, came by the anointing of the Holy Ghost and gave the message, and the Holy Ghost left him to continue in his madness. Do you understand? Do you understand? But do you know that somebody can also be filled with the Holy Ghost and still come by the Holy Ghost and give the same message? But after that, that person continues a life pleasing before God. That is the difference. Now, the second way you give the word test is that the true evidence that you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, not just an anointing, is that the most exciting period period of the day is when you are receiving the word. There is a love for the word inside of you. I'm telling you, that is the truth. There is a desire inside of you to know more about God. And remember, you don't know God by a gift. You don't know God by an anointing. Oh, that is why somebody can stand and prophesy. And stand and do mighty miracles, signs and wonders, and still be a fornicator. Yes, you can never know God and be a fornicator. You can never. You can never know God and live a life contrary to what that same God that you say you know. Then what do you know concerning Him? How do I know you know something? Praise the Lord. How do I know you know something? The life you live will reflect the knowledge. I'm talking to somebody. Praise the Lord. Can I come down a little bit? I should come down here now. Listen to me. Anytime it is time for the word and you feel uncomfortable on your seat, that is when you want to go to the toilet. That is when you want to go to mommy market. That is when you want to go and drink water. That is when you wonder you don't have the Holy Ghost. Number two, anytime it is time for the word, that is when sleep they catch you. You don't have the Holy Ghost. So now you can begin to know who have the Holy Ghost among us. Eh? That's why I say, let's come home. By their fruits, you shall know them. Praise the Lord. Can I preach now? Can I preach? How many people are ready? Tap your neighbor. Don't disturb me. I want to hear the word. There are three symbols of our faith. And I've been taking this series, the symbol of our faith. The symbol of our faith. And all this is to enable every one of us answer a question that Apostle Paul asked in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. He says, examine yourself if you be in the faith. Examine yourself if you be in the faith. And there is a symbol of our faith. Hallelujah. There is a symbol of our faith. The understanding of that symbol let you answer that question whether you are in the faith or not. The first symbol we treated it is what? The cross. That crucifix, the crucifix is a symbol of our faith. And the second symbol we treated it also is the pillar of fire. We that believe the end time message. Hallelujah. It is also the symbol of the present truth. The symbol of the present truth is the pillar of fire. And today we're looking at the third symbol. The third symbol of our faith is the flying eagle. It is a symbol of our faith. Hallelujah. How many eagles are here? How many eagles are here? How many eagles? How many eagles? Hey, you are just answering. You don't even know the meaning. Some of you don't know the meaning. Let's get the meaning. I'll do a little long reading. And then I'll make reference to those readings later so that it can help us understand the comments I'll be passing. Revelation chapter 4. I will read Revelation chapter 4. I will read Revelation chapter 5. And I will read the first seven verses of Revelation chapter 6. So just listen carefully. I hope everybody is here with the Bible. And those of you connecting to us, I want you to understand why everywhere in the whole world, followers of the ministry of William Marion Branham, they identified with that flying eagle. And that is why too, hallelujah, you notice on my chest, on my own chest here, see my eagle? See my ego. I even have something somebody dashed me. See, I'm here. That is my degree. That is my rank. I am a general of the army of the Lord. This is my rank. This is my rank. Revelation chapter 4, let me read from verse 1, and I want your attention, and then we will just take as long as we can afford for today. At least give a good picture of it today, because there are two parts of that message. I don't know if I can finish the first part today. After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit. I want you to note, that it said, the things that shall be, the things which must be hereafter. That means he's going to give you a history in advance. And immediately, I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Not three sat on the throne. I hope we understand. How many sat on the throne? One, not three. Trinitarians, take note. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne inside, like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Who are the 24 elders? They are made up of the two nations of God, spiritual nation and the physical nation. The physical nation is Israel. It started with the 12 sons of Jacob. They constitute the 12 tribes of Israel. And the nation of God, spiritual nation, the church of Jesus Christ, the New Jerusalem, is also founded by 12 apostles, for we are built upon the foundation of the apostles. Ephesians 2:20 says so. And that is why we refer to them as our apostolic fathers. From them they gave birth to us, and we become the children of the fathers. That's why God raised a ministry to restore the faith of the children back to the faith of the fathers. We are the ones it's referring to. And there are 12. So the 12 New Testament church founders and the 12 founding fathers, the patriarchs of Israel, they make the 24 elders before the throne of God. Hallelujah. Verse 4 again. Around about the throne we have 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And God, the way it is put there, God is a spirit, and he has only one spirit, and he is the only spirit known as the Holy Spirit. So when they said the 7 spirits of God there, because I saw where Pastor Chris Oyakhilome wrote a book on the 7 spirits of God and portraying it to look as if through God has 7 spirits. No, it is The prophetic way of putting the manifestation of the Spirit of God in seven different dispensations. I am teaching. Praise the Lord. Verse 6. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, were four beasts, full of eyes, before, in front, and behind. Hallelujah. That is front and back. These four beasts, they had eyes. So, they know the future, and they know the history. Somebody telling me, know what I'm saying? They know the future and they know the past. So when they speak, they are speaking authoritatively. Amen. And the first beast was like a lion. Now, listen. It didn't say the first beast was a lion. It was like a lion. Because it is another appearance of the Spirit of God. If you notice in Matthew chapter 2, at the baptism of Jesus Christ, the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord descended at Jesus Christ, came out of the water, descended like a dove. Hallelujah. He did not descend in a dove. It means two different things. He did not descend in a dove. He descended like a dove. And before the throne, four beasts, eyes behind, before and eyes behind. He said the first one was like a lion. And the second beast like a calf. And the third beast had a face of a man. It had a face of a man. It means it came like a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. Let me continue. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him. And they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their thrones before the throne, saying, cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. Oh, for thou hast created chapter 5, verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. A book, inside of it, there was something written there. And what is written in that book is sealed so that you can't open it. How many places? Seven seals. Hallelujah. One page, maybe the book, something is written there. But what is written in that book? The first seal, it like that, whole one. The next seal, whole another one. The next seal, whole another one. The next one, so making seven. Hallelujah. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. See, as I read this, I feel an excitement inside of me. You know why I feel that excitement? Praise the Lord. That book, no man on earth was able to look. No man on earth knew what was inside that book. See, but do you know now, you and I know what is inside that book. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know that what is written and sealed there was closed in all the ages? There are people that will go in the rapture with us that didn't know this thing. Yes, they will be in the rapture with us. So that you will understand why we in this age, the glory of the bride in this age. Hallelujah. That for you to understand, hallelujah, the grace of God in this age. Things that even Apostle Paul did not know. Peter did not know. Can I tell you something? John was the one that received the revelation, but he didn't know. Hallelujah. Because all he was told, we are still in symbol, 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 symbol. All those seven seals, they were open, and he was only describing, and I see horse, and I see this one, and I see the meaning, he didn't know it. But you and I today, God's attributes we are manifested to his bride in this last age. We have got the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original life. Oh, the original life, the original seed, the original word
is what I believe,
is what I believe.
The Son of Man,
the Son of Man,
the seven seal,
oh yes,
the original life, the original.
Our eyes of understanding. Our eyes of understanding,
he has opened up our life. As we see to him, who etched down,
in the power,
true jubilee
has sounded.
And
we have responded
to our God, who's original,
who's the original life. The original life,
the original seed,
the original seed,
the original word,
the original word.
What I believe
is what I believe.
Son of Man,
the Son of Man,
the seven seals,
the original life,
the original seed.
Hallelujah. Every day of my life, anytime I kneel down to pray, I never forget to thank my God that he did not make me a religious Christian. It's true. I don't know what I would have been doing now in Christianity. He did not make me to be a religious person. He didn't only make me to give my life to Christ. Hallelujah. He brought me to what he is doing now, but has closed the eyes of so many. And all people are doing just the religion. I am redeemed. I am Catholic. I am choosy. I am Anglican. I am mountain of fire. Are you a Christian? Now we bring Anglican to our village. Yes. And they think they are saying something. Praise God. And people have turned away their eyes from what God is doing and just watching anointing, 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 anointing. Ah! That God should love a sinner such as how wonderful is love
like this.
Yes, sir. Make I continue. Verse 3, and no man in heaven. Share us the ladder here. They hear what they talk. They hear what they talk. They hear the message. Eh? You know what? They're hearing us. They close your eye, but they don't close your ear. Eh? Your eye, close. Your hand, chain. Your leg, chain. Eh? But your ear is open. Can you hear?
Yes.
Be hearing the message. You hear? Are you married? Eh? Are you married? You're putting her nose.
I'm married, but my marriage broken.
Eh?
I'm married, but I was frustrated.
You were what?
I was frustrated, my marriage.
You were frustrated? Okay, they are going to release you now so that you will hear the word. Eh? And if the matter between you and him is not over, then after we close, you can continue with the Holy Ghost. Eh? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm not being holy you now. I just want to beg and make it just allow you to hear this word. Eh? They open your eye. May your ear is open. We thank God. Father, open her eyes in Jesus' name. Your sight is restored in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Now I open. So that you can be seeing who is preaching. Eh? You want the Lord to release you?
Yes.
Okay, because our time is gone. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Amen. Stand up. You are loose. Go back to your seat. See me on Tuesday. Chibweze, come and help her to her seat. Chibweze, come and help her to her seat. Chibweze, go and help her to her seat. Help her to her seat. Help her to her seat. You are free in Jesus' name. Thank you. Chibweze, help her to her seat. Hallelujah. I read verse 3 again. I want to get the background of this message very well. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereon. Glory! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Nobody was able to open those seals. Nobody was able to look inside what is written inside. And John began to cry. Why? He wept. See, church, to weep is different from to cry. I hope you know. Eh? That is to tell you the type of cry. It went beyond cry. It was from the heart. Why will he cry like that? It is because John knew inside that book There is something that pertains to the salvation of mankind there. And if we don't know the mystery, the secret that is sealed there, then we are in trouble. And it's so important until it is not everybody that is qualified to look on it. But there is a human being on earth here that prevails. Oh, glory be to God. The first Adam fell, Yakata. And all of us fell with him. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But there is a man that was obedient even up to the death on the cross for what he did not do. But knowing that he was taking the place of you and me, he suffered the shame. He suffered the reproach. He offered himself freely for every one of us. He is the only one. He became the mediator between God and man. The man who, Jesus, the Bible says so. Praise the Lord. This revelation should make you fall in love with him. That's why we can say, I love that man of Galilee. Oh,
for he has done so very much for me.
Very much for me.
He has forgiven me all my sins.
And praise the Holy Ghost.
Oh, I love the man of Galilee.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And this was sent forth into all the earth during the seven church age period. You have to understand that. The horn there. Hallelujah. Seven horns. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And seven eyes. He said they are the seven spirits sent to all the earth. Amen. Because he said, for this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached where? In all the earth. And then the end will come. And it will be done during the seven church age period. Verse 7. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, hallelujah, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. My prayer is there too. I don't know about you. My own prayer is there too. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Every, that's why, even sitting down here now, every tongue, every tribe has somebody that he has redeemed from. Praise the Lord. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. It means that we are in millions and billions. Saying with a loud voice. Hey, can I remind somebody here? If God has this number of angels that are praising him, if you stay on earth and say, I don't serve God again, how did it affect them? Because some people think that they are doing God a favor when they serve and say, I don't serve you again. If you not give me husband this year, God, I don't serve you again. I'll go to Guru Maharaj. How does it affect him? When he has angels alone, he never reached human beings yet, though. His angels alone, billions of them, are just praising. See what they are saying. Verse 12. Say with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Hallelujah. That is who our Jesus is. Kinsman Redeemer. Verse 13. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them had I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, and the four beasts said, and the bride said, and the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. Chapter 6, verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb, why these three chapters are connected, because that is where the story starts. All this is happening on that throne, before that throne in chapter 4. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. Which of the beasts said, come and see now? The first one is what? The lion. Hallelujah. The beast, like the lion, was the one now that said, when the first seal was opened, he said, come and see. And what did he see? Verse 2. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you to note that he sat on that white horse with a bow. And a bow is powerless until there is an arrow. Does that mean anything to you now? Praise the Lord. Okay, we'll come to that later. Verse 3. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. What is the second beast? The calf or the ox was the one that said, come and see. Okay? Hallelujah. Verse 4. And there went out another horse that was red. The first one was what? White. The second one was red. And power was given to him that sat thereon to take this from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. Verse 5. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. What is the third beast? It came like the face of a man. Amen. He said, come and see. When you say the beast said, come and see, it means the beast is the one that will expose that person on the horse. Do you understand? It is that beast that is exposing who is sitting there. It's the one. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay? Verse 5. And when he had opened the third seal, I had the third beast said, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. The first one is white. The second one is red. Now this third one is black. The black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny. And see, that hot not the oil and the wine. That is in the third seal. That is what he saw. Verse 7. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. What is the fourth beast? The flying eagle. He said, come and see. It means it is the flying eagle that will expose that one that is sitting on that fourth horse. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. The color has changed now. It was white. It became red. Changed to black. And now it is pale. And his name that sat on him was Death. Hey, hey. And hell followed with him. And power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth. Oh, glory be to God. Let me stop here. I read it because subsequently I will be referring to what I have read to give us the picture of what we are looking at. Now, the Bible says in Matthew 16, Jesus Christ spoke about the rock upon which he will build his church. And he added, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Not in Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 19. He says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. When the enemy shall come, praise God. Take note of what I'm saying. What I am teaching. Amen. This revelation I am teaching came to William Branham with a vindication from above that gave us that cloud you are seeing there. This revelation I am speaking now, that cloud, hallelujah, when it came to the time appointed by God, that what the revelation of those seals, it was time. Seven angels came to William Branham when he was in the bush there hunting and told him to go back to town that it is time for the revelation of the seals. Listen, there is a difference between the opening of the seal and the revelation of the seals. William Branham did not open the seals. It was John that saw the opening of the seals. Hallelujah. Because, praise the Lord. I'm talking because enter message believers are hearing me now. Place revelation properly. The seals were open since the first church age. Before John the Revelator, and he put it down. Hallelujah. And the seals there, they are seven seals. But for the purpose of this teaching, hallelujah, we are limiting our teaching now to four seals. Because these four seals cover the period of the seven church ages. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The seventh seal comes at the end of the seventh church age, when salvation is over. Praise the Lord. The fifth seal is the tribulation seals. The sixth seal. Hallelujah. The fifth seal, the sixth seal, and the seventh seal. All these happen, you know, all after these four beasts have finished writing. Praise God. For the purpose of this teaching, I am taking the beasts, the seals that cover the seven church ages. He says, when the enemy shall come as a flood, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard, hallelujah, against it. And the one interesting thing about God is, listen, church, God is not a human being. Yes, he's not a human being. Amen. Any problem that comes our way, God is aware of it. Before that problem comes, does that problem take God by surprise? No, I want to stress it. Before any problem comes your way as a child of God, do you know that God is aware of it before the problem comes? Hallelujah. And he gives solution. Now, the solution is not provided when the problem comes. Because he knows in advance the problem is coming, before the problem comes, he has made provision already for the solution. Hallelujah. Before the problem comes, when he says, when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard. But the standard was raised before the storm was raised. Somebody doesn't understand. Hallelujah. Do you know that test, you feeling thirsty? Eh? God knows that you'll be feeling thirsty. So what does he do? He provides water. Eh? Hallelujah. Was it after man fell that God began to think of how he will redeem man? Eh? No, was it when man fell? Praise the Lord. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the word. What was the word? The thought. In the beginning was the thought. Which thought? Before he, God, created man, he knew that the serpent will tempt man and man will fail and all his children will be condemned. In the beginning, he had a thought of how he will bring them back after they were falling. Before they were falling, in the beginning was a thought. And the thought was with God. And the thought was God. And that thought became flesh. Revelation 13, let us know that Christ was slain. From when? From the beginning. Beyond the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world, as far as God was concerned, Christ was already slain. Before the problem, solution is already provided. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Abraham. God met Abraham. Hallelujah. Even before he produced Isaac and Ishmael and all the rest, he told him, your seed will sojourn in a strange land. But after 400 years, I will come with a mighty hand and deliver them. Abraham never get children, no. But God already saw Isaac produce Jacob. Jacob producing 12 children that will make up the nation of Israel. And then they will go in captivity in Egypt. And then they will be in bondage. And before that first child came up, he said, Abraham, thy seed, hallelujah, we sojourn in a strange land. Before they caught them captive, God has made provision for a deliverer. Oh, do you know that your deliverer may be around you now? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I always say it. I say, there is something that God has used that has interested me so much. How he moves. I'm telling you, solution always comes before problem. When we move into this land here, we did not know that we are coming to face battle. Hallelujah. In 2009, amen, government allocated this land to another man, that it is their land. But we bought this land from another family that claimed it is their own. And they showed us documents to prove that it is their land. Supreme Court judgment. But Lagos State government is mightier than a family. Hallelujah. Amen. But do you know that just about a month before the government brought that trouble, God brought one lawyer to this church? Hey, hey. Before any problem, there is a solution. Hallelujah. He came here, believed the message, was enjoying himself. All of a sudden, praise the Lord. Just before that thing came, he walked to my office one day and said, there is a lawyer by profession, and he discovered that this church does not have a legal department. The members that are lawyers should come together and say, you never can tell. So that if there is anything, we will rise up. So they too should form, like other groups are forming, medical doctors are forming their own. We lawyers too should form their own. And then these lawyers came together. Shortly after that, the letter came allocating. He said, hey, they don't come. He collected it and went to court. Hey, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One other church nearby here took us to court, and they were busy milking that man of millions of naira lawyers. Our own here, our own lawyers, they will gather their own money and go to court, and they were financing all our litigation with their own money. Say, that is their contribution. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, they are not ordinary lawyers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These lawyers, they are known. They are known. They are known. In fact, one of them, their head is a notary public. Do you know what I mean of notary public? It's as good as a judge. If you want any document to be signed in any court, you know, you go to the commissioner of oath, and then the declaration, whatever it is, you sign it. Anything about legal something, now making him a notary public, the day it was conferred on him, some of our elders were in the high court judge, chief judge of Lagos State, where it was conferred on him. Hallelujah. And then he can just bring your paper and he will sign it. Is as good as a court has signed it. Any embassy, if they want to authenticate any document, they will say, let it be signed by a notary public. The stamp is registered. And then all that stamp is in all the embassies. He will stamp it. They will just take it and go and compare if it is one of the notary public with them. And they will see it. That is how high it is. And very soon, is going to be a senior advocate of Nigeria. Well, my emphasis is that, see, God, knowing that trouble was coming, he placed a lawyer. Three lorry loads of policemen were coming here to seal up this place by the Lagos State government. It was him that appeared before all of them and began to quote law to them. You have no right to lock this place. In their presence, he opened the padlock and broke it. He said, come and arrest me for breaking it. Hallelujah. And when they saw it, they say, all of them go back to whoever sent them. Everybody that is sent against you will return to sender. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One church took us to court. He called the lawyer of that church on phone. He said, you know, you just want to collect money from this man. Did you see this legal point that you just want to go to court so that court will decide? The man said, The next week, they went and withdrew the case. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One of those who took us to court went and met him. The church has money. Just tell them. When he goes, he doesn't tell them he's our church member. He say we are their, their lawyers. So he said, go, tell them to bring 20 million naira. We'll share it. He said, yes. Thank you very much. As they were in the phone, me, Pastor, hear what this man can't tell me. Holy Ghost fire on anybody planning against you. All your enemies, they shall submit in the name of Jesus. Why I digress is to let you know, hallelujah, once you are in God's plan, he is in charge. I say he's in charge. How many people are in God's plan here? Oh, we cannot have hypertension. Tell your neighbor, God is in charge. Say it again. Say it again. Say very loud. Blessed be the name of the Lord. People don't understand. Do you know that God knew that the church that started on the day of Pentecost, God knew that after some years, that there will be a departure. Apostle Paul prophesied that Christ will not come except there come a fall away first. People will depart from this Bible truth. Now, before it happened, Apostle Paul, he only spoke the prophecy that many will depart from their faith. But Apostle Paul did not tell us that we shall come back. 400 years before Jesus Christ came and started his church, and the church started about 33 years later. 400 years through a prophet, Malachi. Malachi chapter 4, the last prophecy that man gave as recorded. He says that before the coming, behold, I send Elijah the prophet. Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And it shall turn the heart of the children, of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. The ministry of restoration was prophesied. The arrangement was made even before that virgin gave birth. 400 years. Nothing is taking God by surprise. He said the gates of hell shall not prevail. Why did he say the gates of hell shall not prevail? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this teaching, to give you a picture of it, hallelujah. The standard, the storm that Satan raised, the gates of hell. Listen, I have taught this before. The gate of hell is not witches and wizards. Witches and wizards can never stop you from going to church. Witches and wizards can never make you go to hell. They can only torment you. The gates of hell, hallelujah, that is opening for you to enter hell. He said, it will not prevail. Why? Because he, God, knowing how Satan will come through the Antichrist spirit, he will manifest in four different ways during the seven church ages. It is the same spirit of the Antichrist as the church of Jesus Christ moved in the first church age. Hallelujah. I have it in a graphic form. We have five rows here. If you look at it, the heading here is the seven church ages. And this is the graphic. Now, you'll notice we have five rows. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, I hear this first row here is God's standard. Now, the fifth row here is the Antichrist movement, the gates of hell that we see in Matthew 16, verse 18. Now, in the first church age, watch it. And the first church age is starting down here. The first church age consists of, the Antichrist spirit. It covered two church ages. The Ephesian church age and the Smyrnian church age. And that was the period that the Antichrist manifested as the white horse. With one sitting on it, but no bow, but no arrow. He was riding between the Smyrnian church age and the Ephesian church age. And the beast that God used to counter it was the lion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The lion. We can see it. The lion here was taking care of the Ephesian church age and the Sumerian church age. And that was the anointing that was on these two ministers, Irenaeus and Paul, the star messengers for those two ages. Then the horse changed from white to red. It is the same horse, but different. Hallelujah. Different appearance. Praise the Lord. It became red. And that period covered the Thyatiran church age and the Pergamos. Thyatira and Pergamos. And the star messengers that God used with the anointing of the ox. Hallelujah. Or the calf. Columba and Martin. Then it changed again to a black horse. The black horse here covered also two periods. The Sardesian church age and the Philadelphian church age. Praise the Lord. And that period, God used Luther and Wesley, and between that, many other reformers, the anointing of the human intellect. He used the human intellect. That was the period of the reformers. It covered the Philadelphia church age and the Sardesian church age. After the black horse, it changed to the fourth horse now, which is what? Pale horse rider. And that is the Laodicean church age, which is our own church age now. And the man that God used with the anointing of the eagle, that is the fourth beast, was the man William Branham. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now that's a picture, a graphic picture of what we see in Revelation chapter 4, chapter 5, and chapter 6. But what am I trying to say here? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You have to understand that. It was the same spirit. Antichrist spirit. Because there are books in the market that try to give their own carnal interpretation of what those horse riders are. But church, we have caught the revelation. Hallelujah. It is the same Antichrist spirit. Now, why is it depicted as a calf or an ox? The first one was a lion. That lion there in that age, hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. But a lion is supposed to be a very dangerous animal. The first horse was white. Let me start with the first horse. The first horse was white in color. Amen. And the person that sat on it was with a bow. But there was no arrow. It means he was scaring the people. Once the gospel started, you read from the book of Acts, you will notice how they were scaring them, threatening them, we'll do this to you, stop preaching in that name, stop doing this, stop doing that. It was the Antichrist spirit that was doing that. But at that age, there is something that in the midst, that is what I want to stress here, in the midst of all those threats, they were not afraid. Something, it was the Spirit of God that is depicted like that lion. And the lion there is a spirit of boldness. There's an anointing that he released upon them that gave them boldness. No matter what you say, they were preaching the gospels, going everywhere, even at the threat of their lives. And when he noticed, I'm scaring them, he said the gospel is going further, he changed his modus operandi, that is his modus of operation. He changed it now. The horse became something that was white before. Now changed to red. And that was the period of the martyrdom. All is after is so that the word of truth will not be preached. The gates of hell. They started killing. 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 Denounce that you're Jesus. Or you die. Go and read the books, the Fox's Book of Martyrs. You will cry. I'm telling you. I couldn't read it much because I couldn't imagine what people go through for this same faith we believe, and we are having it so easy now. They paid with their blood. That's why I am sure. This is what that songwriter, that is what he read, that produced that song with the chorus, some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrows, but God gives a song in the night season and all. That was the period that he was riding as in the red horse. But in that period, what is it? The people will see death and still offer them. Say, yes, kill me. I will not denounce him. There was an anointing he released. Depicted by that calf. The calf there is a sacrificial animal. It's a burden bearer. That's the terminology. Hallelujah. No matter how you treat him, he still they go. No matter how you kill him, he still they go. No matter how you do, he still they go. They will bring, I read an account, they will bring some pregnant women and then line them up, bring one of them and then alive, slice the stomach. Bring out the child, kill them, kill the woman and tell the rest, we will do the same thing to you if you don't denounce that Jesus. And then I read where those women will say, what are you waiting for? Oh yeah, I will not denounce him. You heard of Polycarp, the old man, very old. And they came to him, they arrested him and said, you should denounce that Jesus. Hallelujah. This was all done under the Roman Empire with the support of the Roman Empire. Religious people carrying the same Bible. We are hiding under that and saying, kill them. Because they will stand for the truth. They say, Polycarp, denounce. He told them, all these years, this one you are telling me to deny, all these years, he has been so faithful to me. He has been so wonderful to me. Why should I at this point deny him? You want to kill me? What are you waiting for? Hallelujah. They will gather people at the arena. What today we call stadium. It was called the arena in the Roman Empire. They will starve lions for some days. And then gather people in the arena. And then put the children, the Christians that refuse to denounce Christ in the center. Tell them, give you one more chance. Deny that Jesus. Or you'll be fed to the lions. And all of a sudden, they will open the cage. The lions will rush to the arena. To the glare of thousands of people in the arena, they'll be watching as Christians who are labeled as heretics, who are labeled as devils, who are labeled by the Antichrist, are being fed by lions. This same faith that we are commonizing now, people to preserve this faith for us, they paid with their blood under the same Antichrist spirit. No other religion has suffered the persecution that Christians have suffered in the ages. But you know what? I read the account. While the lions are feeding on them there, people from the arena will rush into the arena and say they will want to die like that too. Thousands will rush and say, "Will they kill us too, kill us too. We want to die." They consider that type of death a glorious death. They never fought back. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so Satan discovered that the more we kill, the more people are believing. He stopped and changed tactics and came like that black horse. What is the black horse? It was a dark period. All he says is, I think it's because there's something in that their Bible that is giving them that faith. Let's withdraw the Bible. And they withdrew the Bible. It became an offense to be seen with Bible. They did everything they can to withdraw the Bible. And under the leadership of the Roman Catholic Church, because they refuse to recognize that second church. Hallelujah. Or rather, the first church. They are actually the first church. Decided to put a halt to this. Or let me say, Satan decided to change his tactics rather. And because there was disagreement concerning certain interpretation. That is how he started it. He began to raise his own ministers that came into the church and that then began to say, look, this doctrine of water baptism, you are wrong. This one, you are wrong. Godhead, you are wrong. This one, you are wrong. And some say, na lie, we are right. Na lie, we are right. And then there was fight even among the Christian faith. And then this emperor, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Emperor Constantine in AD 325. Hallelujah. Remember his story. It's there in his church history that he had a dream. He was to go for a battle. And he saw, a dream he had that interpreted it to mean that by the sign of the cross, which was a symbol of the Christian faith, that he will conquer. And so he decided to call all his soldiers and all his the shield. They painted, you know, the sign of the cross. And they went for that battle because it is an agenda of Satan. They defeated. And so he came back. He did not come back to be converted to Christianity. The average Roman emperor, the Romans, they had many gods. All he was going to do is to add the gods, the God of the Christians, to his many gods. But how can we come together so that we can compromise and flow together? That is why the Revelation chapter 17 refers to the Catholic Church as a harlot. Is somebody understanding me now? They had a meeting. And in that meeting, in 8325, they decided to jam Christianity with paganism and give it a Christian outlook. Give here a little, take here a little. Already you are worshipping a woman called Semiramis. Let's substitute that woman for Mary. They believe in many gods. Therefore, it is easy to accept Trinity. Three persons in one God. Hallelujah. They already believe in images. So they have provision for images that they bow before. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That was the period. There were already nonry, nuns. People who in hidden religion believed in celibacy. After all, Buddhism, they have nuns up to now. They go in their monasteries and stay there, and all they do is meditating and whatever they do, and just live by alms given to them. They borrow that. There is nothing like that in Christianity called monastery. It was imported. And that is why it is in this same period, blessed be the name of the Lord, we are now entering the riding of the black horse. That was the period that Matthew 13 verse 33 speaks about the woman that took three measures of meal. Hallelujah. And mixed it with leaven until the whole meal was corrupted. What is it? The three works of grace. Justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. They substituted it with other doctrines and removed the truth about sanctification, about justification, about the baptism of the Holy Ghost until the whole thing was corrupted. That is the period of the Dark Ages. It lasted for 1,000 years. That's why we call it Satan's millennium. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was the period. Amen. Amen. And within that period, glory be to God, it was an offense for anybody to be seen with Bible. And it is written that even in the temple, wherever, the church, the cathedral, when the priest was going to read the Bible, he would turn his back to the congregation. And whatever he read, whether in a Bible or anything, the church will say, do you have any other thing to confirm it? And so with that, as far as the light of God, the word of God is the light. And when that light was removed, what takes place? Darkness. That is why it is called the Dark Ages. In the midst of that darkness, God now, listen church, God now raised up a man. Now, he decided now, because it will use human intellect. If you notice, praise the Lord, Luther was not a prophet. Luther was not doing miracle signs and wonders. Luther was a teacher. Hallelujah. Because everything, nobody knew anything about the Bible. When it was time, we know the story of Luther, a Roman Catholic priest, that started the Protestant movement. One day, he was working out his salvation the way they were taught for justification, for sanctification, for justification. You have to work hard. He was climbing one hill on his knees to go and meet the cross, the station of the cross. Jesus suffered, so you too, you must suffer. And in the process of climbing that, you go and read the history, it's in the history. A voice spoke to him while he was there crawling. Luther, the just shall live by faith. Luther stopped, he said, eh? You know, it's a move of the Holy Ghost. He stood up there, decided to study this thing called justification again. And discovered that the whole Roman Catholic Church, they were in error. The popular 95 theses he wrote picked all the Roman Catholic doctrines and went to Germany and pasted them on the temple there. And everybody came and they were reading. Of course, some will agree, some will disagree. One interesting thing I want you to note is that when it is time for God, they were killing the rest. They tried to grab Luther to kill him. The king of Germany arose and said, leave him. And ordered, if you touch him, you are finished. And gave him protection. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That made thousands to pull out of the Roman church. And that was the beginning of Protestants protesting the Catholic doctrine. But under that period now, they had protection. So they were coming up. Now, but they were coming and they did not know Bible. That is when, that period now, it is God himself that led Luther and all the reformers after Luther. You know, within that period, there were other, the Calvins, the all John Knox, and all of them, all those popular people, they were all reformers. Each of them, we take one like eternal destination. They say, yes, I'm a, you know, eternal security. Yes, somebody will stand up and catch the revelation. Say, yes, there's eternal security. Once saved, forever saved. Some will say a lie. It will move another group. We know what the Baptists believed. The process of sanctification. We know what the rest, you know, believe like that. Everybody jumped, including a group known as the Oneness. They believe in Jesus only. We are not the first to baptize in the name of Jesus. Before William Branham's ministry started, there were a group of people that believed that baptism should be in the name of Jesus. Everything is Jesus. Oneness. They call them oneness. They don't believe in Trinity. They were there. Other groups rose up here and here. Each one will pick one and run off with it. Each one will take her and then they will build their group around them. It is within that period so that people will avail themselves of the knowledge of the world that Bible colleges were established. So, at that time, Bible colleges were established by God himself. He led them because now they were going to use human intellect to confront the black horse rider. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So Bible colleges at that time was the perfect will of God. Everybody was going to school. That time they were not going to Bible college to be ministers. They were going to Bible college to know what has been hidden from them all these years. They were Christians, but they knew nothing about Christ. Knew nothing about salvation. And with that knowledge, evangelism busted out everywhere. And now, that is where you have in the book of Revelation, where the head of that beast was wounded. It was the Catholic beast head that was wounded. Praise the Lord. It was through Luther. Luther was the one that started the wound. Wah! And all the prestige, the power they had, were broken. And God was releasing his people, and the light was coming little by little, little by little, little by little. And when he noticed, hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The last thing that was restored, because in the move, God used Luther and restored the first work of grace. After that, he raised John Wesley to restore the second work of grace. John Wesley rose up at his own time and said, all of you that left, the church shall live by faith. Shall we continue in iniquity that grace shall abound? He said, God gave him without holiness. No man could see God. So he broke forth with holiness. At that time, you can't see jewelry, not even wedding ring. Anything shine, put it away. It says worldliness. The last one to be restored was in 1906. The Azusa Street. Hallelujah. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. The manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. They were gathering again by that old man, Simon. Gathered there like that, and then the power of God came down. All of a sudden, a group of people just came together and said, come, where is the God of this Acts? Where is the healing? He said, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will speak in new tongue. They will cast out devil. They will, but nothing like that. What is happening? Because it was time God put a test on them. Some of you don't know about this ministry. The end time message has been dead all this while. But all of a sudden, some of us, God, I refuse. I was a test. I say, where is the God of William Branham? Where are the gifts? Because all these end time message churches, no gifts, no healing, nothing. Nothing to attract, nothing to confirm that what we are preaching is the truth. I refuse. When opportunity came for me to pastor, I said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Now you are seeing the difference. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Church, all of a sudden, the power of God came upon them on that Azusa Street in America. And that marked the entrance of the third works of grace, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the anointing came down. And the thing flew around the whole world like wildfire. Assemblies of God and the rest, all of them went round the whole world. And they would speak in tongues. They said they are mad. You will see Baptist people fighting them. You see all these Anglican people fighting them. What are you? Catholic, they say, what are you doing? They say, for we are. God is real. They will speak in tongues. And, you know, the same thing has happened in the Acts of Apostles happened again. And the anointing, nyafu nyafu, they were making an open show of the devil. Mighty miracles, signs and wonders were taking place as it was in the Bible. Crusades will take place and people will rise. Hallelujah. And then all manner of miracles were taking place. Then, hallelujah. While that was going on, Satan decided, now anointing will find Abi. Then he came with a pale horse. The pale horse there is the color. Pale is the color of deceit. Neither red. Bill, I say red. Bill, I say. Bill, I say. Bill, I say. You cannot. It's a combination of so. So you cannot say this is it. This is it. Until now, you and I know. You can hardly say this is of God or this is not of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Since they want anointing, Abi, he decided. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 says, Satan himself disguises as an angel of light. Yes, sir. You want light? He too will disguise. Hallelujah. What does he do? He allowed the anointing to flow. Anointing. And decided to take the attention of the people from the word that set them free to anointing. I remember the church is a mixed multitude. He also brought tares. That is the last parable in Matthew 13. The fishermen threw the fishing net. It was the days of this revival. But it caught so many all manner of people. It is in this age, Laodicean church age. Hallelujah. Satan used the anointing. and then deceive so many people. And people think that now that they are anointed, now he will not touch the gift, but he will make you live a rotten life to make it see, because he knows the gift and calling of God is without repentance. Hallelujah. He himself has anointing. There are babalawos that if you want anointing, they will give you. There are occultic people, if you want anointing, they will give you. Hallelujah. Yes, provided you tell them you are going to use it in the church. So that you will deceive the people, and they are doing anointing, and they know nothing about the truth. It is in this age that God released the next anointing. They're flying eagle. That is the anointing that he released. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the fourth beast said, come and see. By that anointing, this Antichrist pale horse rider, his activities are going to be exposed.